You have your Bible, turn with us to 1 John chapter 3 this morning. 1 John chapter 3. If you have your place, stand in honor of the reading of God's Word. Amen. 1 John and chapter 3. Yeah, we won't begin reading this morning. We'll begin reading at verse 2. The Bible says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." I want to preach this morning for just a few moments, if God will be my help. And without that, we'll say nothing at all. I'd like to preach just a minute on, I will be like Him. Amen? I will be like Him. You know, one of these days, in just a little while, amen, we'll be like Jesus. You say, "Well, preacher, how can we be like Him? How can we be?" The Bible says we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our minds into the likeness and the image of our Savior. Amen. You know where my Savior is today? He's perfect man, perfect God, sitting at the right hand of a perfect Father. Amen. In glory this morning. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. I say, you know what? We can't be perfect here, but praise God, we're serving a perfect Savior. We're looking to Him as the author and the finisher of our faith to keep us and put us where we need to be so that we might, having done all, finish well, amen, in this life. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking, to do good in myself, but I'm looking for a good God and a good Savior to help me, to make me what He wants me to be so that I can be pleasing unto Him. I don't know about you. My whole life's goal is to be pleasing to my Heavenly Father. It don't matter to me if I don't please Him. Oh, I'd like to be pleasing to men. I'd like for everybody to love me. I'd like for everybody to, I'd like to have a right relationship with everyone I meet. But the most important part of my life and the most important part of your life is being pleasing to your Heavenly Father. And we get to that place and that state when we become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it. God looked down upon the Lord Jesus Christ when He's over on the shores of Jordan. He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom what? I am well pleased." Amen. So if we can get in our mindset to be more like Jesus day by day, praise God, I believe the Heavenly Father would be pleased with us also. Yeah. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, how can you do it?" Amen. We can do it day by day as we look for Jesus to come again. Now, I told you, I can't get off my heart. Jesus is coming, praise God, and I'm a-going. In a little while, Jesus is stepping out, praise God, with a trumpet and a shout, and praise God, the church is going to go out of here to be with Him. And the Bible says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. So I'm looking for that great day of the upward taker, glory be to God. I hope I bypass the undertaker. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to be taken out by the upward taker. But the Bible says here, He said, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God?" I want to say, if you've been born again, the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, it's been applied to your life, you're a born-again believer. Amen. Amen. So that means that we're putting our hope and our faith and our trust in the Lord of glory. Amen. It's not about me no more. It's not about you. But it's about what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary, that through Him we might be saved. See, I'm thinking we've got this thing upside down, kind of like politics and everything else in this world. We flipped it over. But I don't believe we've been. I think the devil's flipped it over on us. Amen? And I think he's used it. If we ain't very careful, he'll use religion against us. You say, "What do you say?" I will say, hey, I will say religion has sent more people to hell probably than any other thing. We become religious and we do this and we do that. But I will say there's nobody good enough to get to heaven. Amen. Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen. And because of that, He said the wages of sin is death. So we're here today, praise God, and we're dying. But glory be to God, I'm glad that He made provision through the Lord Jesus Christ. That gift of eternal life is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. So we overcome that day, praise God, with the help of the Lord. So what we're looking at today, He said, now are we the sons of God. Not someday in the future, but if you've been born again, praise God, you're a child of the King today. Amen. Amen. Glory, because you're partakers in everything that God has. Amen. He manifested to us. Glory be to God. And He manifests us through us so that we can get that help we need so we can be encouraged and be encouragers. Amen. 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 Praise God. I'm glad for that. He said, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear. I like this right here. What we shall be. Amen. You know what that tells me? Listen, we're a work in progress. God's a working on us today. And you know, when we realize that, when we realize that I'm a work in progress, you are a work in progress. God's a working on you. Amen. Glory be to God. The great potter has got you on the wheel. It's wheel of life. And His hands are molding you and making you every day. And praise God. I don't know about you. When he begins to rub off those rough edges and make me more like His Son, glory be to God, I like it.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I don't like it when God chases me. Well, without chasing, He said, you're bastards, not sons. But because God loves us, He chastens us. He says, you know what? The direction you're going is not right.
Amen.
And He reaches out in great big loving arms of God and pulls you unto Himself.
Amen.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I like it. You say, well, preacher, I don't like it. Well, let me just say, you might need to get saved.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, I didn't like it either when I was lost.
Amen.
God getting in my business like that. Don't He know I'm a free moral agent? I can do what I want to. Amen. Think God will say God gives us liberty to do that. We have liberty to do whatever we want to do. But praise God, that don't mean it lines up with what God says. Amen. Glory be God. We take liberty upon ourselves, but praise God, we need to be careful with our liberty this morning. Amen. Because if it don't line up with what God says, it's blessed old King James Bible, praise God, it's wrong. He said, well, preacher, now I don't know if I'd go as far to say that it's wrong. Maybe, you know, a little indiscretion here and there. That's just like a little lie. Amen? A little lie is a lie. Amen? In other words, it's not the truth. See, we get caught in that because we like to lie. Amen? Hey, you don't have to teach a little child to lie. It comes natural. Amen. You don't have to teach a little kid to sin. Sin comes natural. That's what this human flesh is. It's just an old natural sinner. Amen. And it takes a glory be to God, it takes a holy force from another world, praise God, to begin to change us, to mold us and make us the likeness of His image. And praise God, as we look to Him more and more, as we behold Him. You say, well, preacher, you know, one of these days we'll be more like Him. You know, he'll make us more like Him. I know He's wanting to do that right now. See, if we realize within ourselves that He's wanting to do it right now, in this life that we live, He's wanting to make us more like Himself. Amen? So He gives us His Word. He gives us direction. He shows us. He points us in direction. And He'll lead us by the way if we'll let Him. But I'm afraid if we ain't careful here, Brother Rex said in Sunday school, we're some of us a little hard-headed. Amen. Oh me. And we get the image ourselves, thank God. You know what? I'm a doing pretty good. Well, I tell you, when you get to the point you say, well, I'm a doing pretty good, the old devil's got you right where he wants you. Because the Bible says there's none good, no, not one. None of us are good. Amen. The only one that's good is God and the precious Lamb of God. So he said, it's not yet appeared what we shall be. See, we're still looking with I don't know about you, I'm still looking with hope, that expectation, my faith, praise God, to be revealed in that day. I'm anxious to see what God can do with me. Amen? See, I count it as a challenge, praise God, to be more like my Savior. See what I'm saying? Our mindset's flipped over, it's upside down. Amen, it ought to be a challenge. How many of you like challenges? Hey, we all do. Every one of us like it ought to be a challenge to us to be more like our loving Savior. If you're a child of God, praise God, one day we're going to be with Him, and I won't be as much like Him. Hey, I don't want Him to have to work too hard when I get there. Amen. But I see Him, I behold Him today. Right now, I see my Savior. I know where He's at. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for me. In other words, He's when my weakness and my lack of strength, praise God, He's there to intercede in my behalf. To take me out of the different situations, guide me through them, praise God, and keep my feet planted upon a solid foundation of Jesus, my Savior. Glory be. Every day, moment, mate, about why He's doing that, praise God, I'm still on the potter's wheel. I'm still on that firm foundation. Amen. What's wrong with America today? We've lost our foundation. Amen. We've got so blessed. Amen. Americans have been so blessed. We're way up here and we don't think we need God no more. But I want to say America needs God more than we ever have. Amen. I've told you time and time again, we're not sinners no more. He's not sinners in the world. They're just plain wicked folk. Folks, this world has just been turned over to wickedness. People just doing the things that feel good no matter what God says about it. Amen. And wickedness just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Amen. But we can be better in this life. We can be better right now. When we begin to, the Bible says, to behold the glory of the Lord. When we begin to see His glory. See, they couldn't see it when He come down here. Because Lord Jesus in all His glory and all His splendor, we couldn't look upon Him. But praise God, when He ascended back to heaven, after He said, it's finished, praise God, He had paid the price of sin for you and for me, praise the Lord, sat down at the right hand of the Father in all His glory. Amen. And when we begin to realize this morning, praise God, that the glory that we can behold, amen, that the Savior loves us and He died for it, and praise God, He rose for it, and He sat at the right hand of the Father for us. Amen. We want to be more like Him. Amen. I want to be pleasing to my Savior. Amen. And so in order to be that, praise God, I've got to be more like Him. Amen. I will be like Him. Amen. See, I've settled in my heart, I will be like my Savior. I'm working on it now as He works in me. See, He's the one doing the work. If it's up to me, I'd just go to the house, sit down, throw up my hands and quit. He said, well, preacher, you're the pastor. You can't do that. They're doing it all over the country. I mean, I talk about folks that have been in this thing for a long time. They're giving up. But you know why they're giving up? You know why you'll quit? Why you'll give up? Because you ain't looking for the glory. Amen. We get bogged down in this, praise God, and we don't see the glory of God. Amen. We don't see the end result, glory to God, when we pass on that from death unto life and praise God that in abundance. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm looking for life everlasting. Amen. I'm looking for that glorious place of His appearing when I'll see Him as He is. But you know why? You know how I have victory now? You know how I stay in the fight now? Praise God, because I can behold Him as He is. Amen. I can behold the Lord. I see Him, praise God. I know where He's at. You know how we know today? Because of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord, because of faith. And well, I tell you what, the Sunday school lesson, Brother Rex covered, he covered every bit of this if you'd been here Sunday school. Amen. Glory be God to God. Hey, when we see Him in His glory through the trials and the tests and the temptations, through faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we see His glory. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying every time we go through something, God just manifests Himself to us, praise God. But you know what that is? That's a little peek of His glory. Amen. That's a little closer to that finished product that we're going to be one day in a little while. Amen. Praise God. Just a little closer to home when we behold the glory of the Lord. Amen. He tells us about that. He talks about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He speaks of that glory to glory. Let me show that. Let me read that. I don't want to mess that up. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 in verse 18. Notice what he says. He said, but we all with open face, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 18, but we all, now he's speaking to every one of us born again believers. Amen. He said, with open face, he said, in other words, they said, there's nothing hid from us. I want to say God doesn't hide stuff from us. Amen. He reveals Himself to us so perfectly. And when you get the Bible says, when we seek Him early, we find Him. When you get to looking for Him, praise God, you see Him everywhere. Amen. What's wrong with me and you, praise God? We quit looking for Jesus. Amen. And we get bogged down with everything around us, and we can't see Jesus no more. But praise God, hey, we ought to see Jesus everywhere we go. When we go to the grocery store and there's food on the shelf, amen, that we can purchase. When we go to the cupboard and there's food in our cupboard, praise God, we can fix. When we go out and get in the car and there's gas in the car, glory be to God, we ought to just give God the glory. Amen. Amen. Why? Because He provides it all. Without Him, we'd have nothing. Without Him, we'd be nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Amen. Now notice what takes place. He said, from glory to glory. He said, beholding in a glass. Amen. Beholding in a glass. the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So what we have here, we see Him from glory to glory. In other words, that every time we view Him, every time we see Him just a little bit, amen, we're transformed a little bit more into His likeness. Amen. What happens is we get the can't help it. And when we get to seeing Him in His glory, in His splendor, praise God, it's a transforming process that transforms us into His image. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because one of these days, the Bible says He's going to present us without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. One of these days, the potter's going to wipe off all that mess. And He's going to plant us. We're going to be perfect. Just like Him. Why? Because we see Him as He is. And the more we see Him, praise God, the more we are like Him. Amen. Does that make sense? Am I off the wall? Am I the only one seeing this? Amen. Amen. I will be like Him, praise God. That is my promise from the Lord. I will be like Him someday because there's a transfer from glory to glory. Amen. Every time I see Him, every time I recognize how magnificent He is, praise God, He just blesses me on purpose and I want to be more like Him. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever get tired of being imperfect? Huh? You should know, preacher, I like being perfect. I don't like being good all the time. That's a lie of the devil. Every one of us want to be as good as we can. Every one of us would like to be perfect. Huh? But Don, wouldn't it be nice if everybody, your family and all your loved ones and people around you in your community could look at you and say, boy, Don Taylor, he's a perfect man. Upright in heart, loves the Lord and excuses evil. Well, wouldn't that be something? That we could get that, we could attain. He said, praise the Lord. He said, when we begin to see God, glory to glory, every time we recognize the presence of the Lord, every time we look at His face, every time we see Him, praise God, we begin to be a little more like Him. Yes. Amen. Perfect God, perfect. He's perfect human being, perfect God. Amen. Rose up to a place of perfection at the right hand of the Father to sit there to be a perfect Savior for me and you. Amen. But He didn't quit there. See, not only is He a perfect Savior for me and you, but He's also a perfect Shepherd for me and you. Amen. To lead us in the path of perfection, to lead us in the path of righteousness that's right with God in the eyes of God for humankind's sake. Amen. He's not doing it, amen, I praise God, just because He can. He's doing it because He wants to. Amen. Man sinned and we alienated ourselves. We have enmity against God. Amen. Because of our sinfulness. But God sent His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to die for our sin, to buy us back. Amen. Paid the price on Calvary, amen, so that we can be set free from this mess. And as we come out of there, praise God, and we begin to see His glory, a little glory here and a little glory there, and we behold His glory, and we say, oh, good Lord God of glory, help us to be more like You. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it just gets better and better and better. Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. What's that image, Jesus? Amen. The image of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're changed day by day. I hope you are. See, it ought to be our heart's prayer. It ought to be our prayer every day. I pray, Lord, please help me to be a little more like You today than I was yesterday. You says, is it working? Yeah, I'm like Brother Rex, I'm hard-headed. But He's a chiseling on me. He's a working on me. He's making me more like Him. The image is getting, amen, glory be to God. In the eyes of God, it's looking better all the time. Amen. Amen. Getting closer to home. Some of us get closer than others. But praise God, it's looking for His image. You say, well, how do we do it? He said, even by the Spirit of the Lord. See, it takes something being in us that changes us. See, it takes something being in you and I, praise God, to make us into a vessel that God can work on. I believe there's a lot of stubborn vessels there. They just won't let God work on them. Say, well, yeah, Lord, I know You can save such as, I know You can call such and such to be a good Christian. I know, Lord, You can work in their life. I know You can help them. But, Lord, I don't think You can do anything for me. Amen. I don't even know if you've got enough faith to be saved. Amen. You've got to have faith in the Lord, praise God, to believe on Him, glory be to God, so that we can be saved. And once we become a born-again child of God, amen, we realize that we can't, but He can. Amen. He has ain't nothing impossible, even you. Nothing impossible with God, not even you. He's a working on you. He's a nudging you. But you know what? I think a whole lot of us sheep, are supposed to be followers. Amen. When the shepherd nudges us and points us and tries to get us to follow Him in the right path, we're like old goats, I think. We say, well, but Lord, but that's what goats do, by the way. They butt. Amen. Goats butt. We ain't supposed to be goats. We're supposed to be sheep. We're supposed to follow. And when we see His glory, praise God, we recognize His glory and we just praise Him to the house. Amen. We see the glory. We behold His glory and it shows us through the Holy Ghost of God, through the Spirit of God. The Bible says that's the way we know that we're saved, is we're led of the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of God leads us in the right path. Amen. He said, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's what gives God. That's what makes us more like Him. Because through the Spirit of God, we can see. Without the Spirit of God, we can't see God. Amen. What's wrong with the world today? We're trying to find God and godliness outside of the Spirit of God. But it takes the Holy Ghost of God to move it upon our hearts, amen, to draw us closer to Him, to make us more like Him. But most of all, it takes the Holy Ghost of God just to get our attention upon God. Amen. Without the Holy Ghost God, he can't even get our attention. But praise God, when we begin to look through it, we begin to see the transforming power of the Lord. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he says we're looking through a glass dimly. Amen. He says we're looking through that glass. He said it's like looking through a fog. We're looking in that mirror, but we can't really see how we are. Amen. But when we begin to look through that mirror, amen, it's just like a looking through a fog. It's dim. We can't see and we can't receive that image. It's there. Amen. So we don't really know how to prefer. But praise God, when God the Holy Ghost comes along and He reveals the glory of the Savior, praise God, and we begin to see Him in all His magnificence, glory be to God, we begin to see ourselves for the first time. See, we begin to see ourselves in the likeness and the image of a holy God. Amen. The dimness, the blinders is taken. See, that's what happened to Israel. The Bible said their eyes was blinded, they couldn't see. And their ears were mute, that they couldn't hear. But I want to say, glory be to God, I don't want my eyes to be blind. I don't want my ears not be able to hear. Pray God, the precious things of God. Because it's transforming me to be more like Him. Amen. I want to be more like Him day by day. Praise the Lord. Be perfect. I want to have a perfect reflection in the mirror. See, we're living in the day of time. It's undimmed glory that we see, that we should desire to see. The undimmed glory of the Lord. That's what happened when we see Him face to face. Amen. Hey, there'll be no obscurity there. But praise God, we'll see Him exactly as He is. Amen. The precious Lamb of God, the precious Lord Jesus Christ. And when in all of His glory, praise God. Amen. Then when we review our reflection, amen. I want my reflection to be like Jesus. I'd like to look in the mirror and see my Savior. Amen. Praise God. Hey, if that's your heart, if that's our heart's desire today, is to look in the mirror, praise God, see the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, then we have a right goal. But we also have a right attitude. Amen. That when we look in there, the transforming power of the Lord, transforming us spiritually, transforming us vitally. Amen. Ain't that what he says over in 2 Thessalonians? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. The 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse. Well, let's go back up. Let's go back up to verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. Amen. He said, you're going to see Him, praise God, one of these days. We're going to see Him face to face in a little while. He said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished, now watch this, with everlasting destruction from the very presence of the Lord. Now watch this, and the glory of His power. So those that are unbelievers, those that deny and reject God, are going to be destroyed. They're going to be taken even away from the presence of the Lord and the power of His glory. But now watch what he says. when He shall come with His to be glorified in His saints. Now watch this here. He said, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints. Amen. Said, when we see Him, when we behold Him, praise God. He said, we're going to be glorified. He's going to be glorified in His saints. Praise the Lord. And to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Because we believe now. Because we put our faith in the Lord now, praise God, we have a blessed hope of forever. Yeah, amen. If we could ever get a hold of forever, amen. Forever's a long time. Eternity is a long time. But He said He's the Lord will be glorified not only by us, but here in 2 Thessalonians, He said we're going to be glorified by us, but He's going to be glorified in us. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, praise the Lord. He said, the Lord Jesus is glorified in us, praise God, when we see Him as He is. Amen. He said, we become more like Him when we see Him, when we recognize who He is. Praise the Lord. In 1 Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, He said, for ye are dead and your life is hid, what? With Christ in God. So we died out to sin and sinfulness. That's behind us. Amen. We're looking at that in the rearview mirror. Amen. As we try to, we glorify God, we begin to lift up Savior, we begin to see our sinfulness in the rearview mirror. That's what He's saying. That we've died and got rid of that, and your life is hid with Christ in God. But watch what He says in verse 4. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Now, did you get that? He said that Christ, who is our life. In other words, who are we living for now? I'm afraid a whole lot of us is selfish. We're living for me. Amen? A whole lot ain't even living for our families, living for our community, our country. We're living for ourselves. Amen? God help us get out of our selfishness. He said, when Christ, who is our life, who am I living for? I'm living for Jesus. Amen. He's number one priority in my life. Who is our life shall appear. Then shall ye also appear with Him where? In glory. Amen. Praise God. He said, when we live as Jesus, and we live as Jesus is our life, the author and finisher of faith, the one that guides us and leads us and helps, when He becomes our life, amen, He said, praise God. He said, that's where He'll find Him, and then the glory will be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm looking to magnify my glory. Amen. I'm looking to lift Him up, to praise Him, to give Him all the glory for all that He does. Praise the Lord. Because He is good. But you know, in saying all that, I wonder. I was thinking about this as I was studying through this. I wonder, and I have to ask the question within myself. Amen. Sometimes I have to ask, how much am I like my Savior? Amen. How much glory do I show? How much of my Savior do I possess? How much am I? I will be like Him. But I wonder, how much am I unlike Him now? Oh my. How much are you unlike the Savior now? The Savior had love. He had compassion. He had a heart of flesh. Amen. He helped you have love and compassion for everybody. Saint and sinner alike. Amen. He didn't differentiate. Amen. How much are we unlike Him? But I wonder today, how much would we like to be like Him? Amen? How much? He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. If you've been saved, you should be like Him now. If we're not, it's because we're not letting Him help us. We're not seeing His glory and striving to be glorified in Him. He said, doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. But I wonder this morning, do we know? Do we know where we're at? Do we know who we are? Do we know how we appear before God? Do we know where we stand? Are we striving to be like our Savior? Are we striving to be kind and compassionate, loving and caring? Huh? See, that's characteristics of a Christian. That Christian means to be Christ-like. But I wonder how many of those characteristics we can say belong to us. Oh me. oh me. But we know that when He shall appear, I'm going to say when we get to looking for Him, I mean get to looking, but don't get to looking to see Jesus. Amen. To see the help, to see the hope, to see the things that He has for us, the encouragement. Praise God, when we get to see Him, wouldn't it make us more like Him? Amen. Amen. If we desire to see Him from glory to glory, from one fabulous presentation of a Savior to the next. You know, we see Him all the time. I mean, somebody get up and testify and say, praise the Lord, God moved in. I had this one or that one that was sick, done to death. And praise God, the Lord Jesus, the great physician, swooped down. Amen. They healed them, glory to God. Amen. And we see the glory of God in that. And we praise the Lord. But then if we ain't very careful, next thing you know, we're back right down here. But then God show up again. He'll do another marvelous and wonderful. You know, God's still in the miracle working business. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, how do you know? Because He's still saving old sinners. And praise God, from glory to glory. We see Him and we see Him move on things. And praise God, we are just looking. Hey, you know what would happen? You know what we need to do, church? We need to just start looking for Jesus, looking for His mighty hand upon everything that we see. Amen. And just start giving Him the glory. Say, glory to God, look what Jesus did. Amen. Glory to God. Look how good He is. Look how, amen, look what He's done for this. Look what He's done. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And from glory to glory, every time we see that, every time it makes us a little, you say, praise God. Well, I see what He did. I see that love that He had for this. I see the compassion He had on it. I see the care, tender care He had for this one. Amen. And we become more and more and more. You say, well, preacher, how do we do that? We start looking for opportunity. Amen. How do you think Jesus did? He walked around in Jerusalem. He walked to Galilee, Nazareth. He walked all through there. And what you know what He was doing? He was looking for opportunity. Amen. We just meet. I will be like Him when I begin to look for opportunity to be more like my Savior. Amen. I pray, God, I want to be like Jesus. I hope you do. I hope you start this year off, praise God, say, you know what? I want to be more like my Savior in 2016. Amen. So that I might see His glory, so I can give Him all the glory. Amen. As He resides at the right hand of the Father on high for me and for all those around me, praise God. And I just keep giving God the glory. Because I begin to see Him, I begin to recognize Him, and I begin to behold His glory. He said, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amen. When we begin to see Him high and lifted up, amen, perfect man and perfect God, and then we put our perfect help and perfect faith in Him. Amen. Amen. Faith's perfect, praise God, when it's in the right place. Amen. We need to have a perfect faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Rex says, nothing doubting. Amen. No place for doubt. Praise God. He said, even praying, believing that you might receive. Praise God. That's perfect faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, looking unto His glory. Why? Because I want to be like Him. Amen. In these last days. What about you?